The glamour of time. A lot of people just are involved in feverish activity that actually wastes a bunch of time, but they're trying to make use of the time so much that they wind up just spinning their wheels. And this is another glamour that wastes a lot of time. It's time itself.
It's the glamour of waste of time.
Yeah. Well, in their mind, they're not wasting time. In their mind, they're making use of time. Because a lot of people just can't sit back and relax. They always got to be doing something. And this type of glamour causes a person to do stuff that isn't accomplishing anything. So you might as well just sit back and waste the time if you're going to do that.
So
at least you can get some rest out of the
glamour minefield. He does not mention the glamour of video games.
Yeah, right. Now, the glamour of physical disability, I can relate to that a little bit because I have a small disability myself. And I've rubbed shoulders with quite a few people with disabilities. And a lot of them really identify with their disability. I mean, it's discouraging. It's like if they're blind, they will identify with being blind. If they're deaf, they'll identify with being deaf. If they're missing a limb, they'll identify. That's how they identify themselves almost. And that's always really repulsed me. I have always tried to live my life like I wasn't missing any part of my hand. That's why the way I've always tried to live my life. And not let any physical disability interfere with anything that you're trying to do. Not identify with it. And a lot of people make this mistake of identifying with it, making it their cause to identify with it. And that's a glamour that can be very distracting. Some of the people that have accomplished the most in this life have been people with tremendous disabilities. They've just overridden them and lived their life as if it doesn't exist. John F. Kennedy was a great example. He underwent a lot of problems in his life. He had tremendous back problems. And he had what was the disease he had there, do you remember? Was it Hodgkin's or something like that? Or Addison's disease it was. Addison's disease. And they couldn't figure out what it was while he was alive. And he spent a lot of time in the hospital with that and with back problems. But when he was doing his work, you would never know there was anything wrong with the guy. He just completely overrid the problems. Matter of fact, he was in such bad shape, he wanted to fight in World War II, and they rejected him, even though they desperately needed more soldiers. So he went and did a bunch of back exercises and everything and rejoined. They kept rejecting him. Finally, his father had to pull some strings to get him in. And then when he was in, when his PT boat was shot down, they were stranded on this island, and he saved a couple lives by swimming to shore with them, and despite having a bad back. And so he just completely overrid anything that was affecting him physically and acted like nothing was wrong. And he was actually in one of the worst shape of any of our presidents we've ever had. Yet he's known for being vigorous and young. He projected what he felt inside rather than what was going on in his body. So he was one of my favorite Democrats.
JJ, I found that same experience. It doesn't even have to be a disability. Having had cancer, like I'll have a conversation and randomly will say it, and people are like, really? Because they don't know, because I don't identify with it, I guess. But I found that a lot of people, whether they have cancer or they have diabetes or these other ailments in life, that literally, I've known people who haven't had cancer, it didn't even come back for 15 years, and they still left everything that they talk about and everything that they focus on.
Right.
So it can be other things besides just...
Right, like if after you have cancer, if you get in some focus group, you have 3 meetings a week, and you talk about it, probably since energy follows thought, a lot of those people
probably be coming back.
Yeah. So just live your life like you've never had it. That's the way to go. I try to live my life like I got 2 good hands. And I don't really notice that I don't. probably the most awkward thing is when I have to hold hands with somebody from my left hand. Then it's so obvious I can't ignore it completely. Okay, the glamour of special training, wherein the disciple overestimates his importance in ratio to the testing applied and his reaction to it. Okay, that's kind of self-explanatory. If a person undergoes special training, he gets a feeling of importance because maybe he's achieved a master's degree or a doctor's degree, or he's gone through some esoteric school and he feels special. The glamour of isolation.
Oh, wait, there's a name for that. For
what's one. That?
It's expertitis.
Oh, is it? Okay, the glamour of isolation. How many people he meets says, oh man, I've been through the dark night of the soul and just felt so alone and everything. So this type of experience leads to a glamour of isolation where you feel like you're undergoing something no one else has and you're isolated. And this is a problem many people have. The glamour of responsibilities of motherhood. Now that's an interesting one. In other words, what do you think that is? The glamour of responsibilities of motherhood. What do you think he means by that? How is that a glamour?
Well, I think that there can be different manifestations of that, but I, speaking from my own experience, if I'm too caught up in my responsibilities as a mom, mm-hmm. and I neglect my own growth and my own needs, you know.
Or use it as an excuse to do that.
Right, as an excuse to do that too, then I'm allowing that to keep me from my own progression. And always feeling overwhelmed, I would think that there could be a victimhood mentality
right.
in there too.
And a lot of it could be that, oh, I have so much to do as a mother, I can't do anything else.
Right.
Okay. I got to put 100% of my attention on my kids. I remember when I was a kid, when my mom would feel guilty she wasn't putting enough attention on me, I'd say, Mom, you got plenty of attention on me. Just go do your thing. But, mothers, especially mothers, feel that they got to dedicate themselves to their kids. And the kids don't need all your attention. You got to keep an eye on them, that's for sure. An eye on them close enough that you know when they're really screwing up and then be there for them. But they don't need you all the time. They need their own space. And that's one thing I did appreciate with my parents is they normally give me my space.
Another example of that is the mother that nurses her child until he's 6, 7, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty rare these days, isn't it?
No, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. But the mothers usually are very, very neurotic.
Yeah, I bet they would have to be. I heard that Native women will often do that, but I didn't know that many American women do that.
They go around topless and it keeps their, you know, perky.
I guess it would.
Yeah. I think the Tibetan, is that the Tibetan school?
Yeah.
I think he's a little narrow. He calls it motherhood, but I think there is a glamour in it being a caregiver, mm-hmm. whether it's your mom or your children or a loved one or a friend, and you put all your attention on taking care of them to the extent that you neglect your own health, and there's where a lot of cancers get set up, is that often the caregiver will die
before the person
they cared for dies. And that's out there. It's a glamour, and I know because I can see how that could be true of me. It's like, oh no, I take care of my mom. You know, oh, you're so wonderful. Yes, you're so free. You know, it can be a glamour.
Yeah, I'm sure it can. And I was just telling the group while you were gone how good you're handling it, dear.
Oh really?
Yeah. Well, didn't I, you guys?
You were so complimentary.
Did you know a school of motherhood that says that you shouldn't put your children down ever?
Right. You have to correct them, but not in a way that makes them feel inferior. I mean, that's really a terrible thing to do for young kids.